Here we bring up our original research article on the relationships of hospitalization outcomes and timing to endoscopy in non-variceal upper GI bleeding, a nationwide analysis. So a little bit of background. The optimal timing for EGD, which is the esophageal gastroduodenoscopy, and impact of clinical demographic factors on hospitalization outcome in a patient with non-variceal upper GI bleed remains an area of active research. So we did use a nationwide database and aim to identify independent predictors of outcome in patients with non-variceal upper GI bleed, with a particular focus on the EGD timing and patients that were taking anticoagulation and the demographic features. So as far as methods, we used the retrospective analysis of adult patients with non-variceal upper GI bleed from 2009 to 2014, and we did use validated ICD-9 code from the National Inpatient Sample Database. So we stratified patients by EGD timing relative to hospital admission, 24 hours or less, 24 to 48 hours, 48 to 72 hours, and more than 72 hours. And also we looked at their anticoagulation status as yes or no. The primary outcome was all-cause inpatient mortality, and the secondary outcome included healthcare usage. So out of 1 million patients admitted for non-variceal upper GI bleed, 553,186 underwent EGD. So the mean time to EGD was 52.8 hours. Early EGD, which is less than 24 hours, was associated with significantly decreased mortality, less frequent ICU admission and shorter length of stays, lower hospital costs, and increased likelihood of discharge to home. Anticoagulation status was not associated with mortality among patients who underwent early EGD. The male sex and Hispanic or Asian race were also independent predictors of adverse hospitalization outcome in non-variceal upper GI bleed. So based on this large nationwide cohort, we found that early EGD in non-variceal upper GI bleed is associated with lower mortality and decreased healthcare usage, and that's irrespective of the anticoagulation status. We really hope that these findings may help guide clinical management and would benefit from prospective validation.